This is Akashvani Shillong, the Northeast News Bulletin, read by Arundhati Paul. The headlines: Tripura Health and Family Welfare Department signs Memorandum of Understanding with All India Institute of Medical Sciences, AIIMS New Delhi, to strengthen healthcare system in Tripura. Meghalaya Cabinet approves regularization of services of nearly 1,000 nurses who were appointed on ad hoc basis since December 2007. Prohibitory orders issued again under Section 163 BNSS near District Jail Baksa in Assam after unruly scenes during the transfer of accused in Zubin Garg death case. Assam Chief Minister appeals for calm and restraint. Union Minister of State for Consumer Affairs, Food and Public Distribution, Mimuben Jayantirai Bambania, is on a four-day visit to Sikkim. And now the news in detail. In a major step towards strengthening healthcare system in Tripura, the State Health and Family Welfare Department has signed a Memorandum of Understanding with the All India Institute of Medical Sciences, AIIMS, New Delhi. Tripura Chief Minister Dr. Manik Saha, AIIMS Director Dr. M. Srinivas and senior officials were present during the signing of MOU at Tripura Bhavan in New Delhi. Dr. Saha said that the agreement aims to transform medical colleges and district hospitals into centres of excellence, offering international standard medical education and super speciality healthcare services. He also announced plans to develop Agartala Government Medical College and G.B. Pant Hospital into a modern medical hub, terming AIIMS a world-renowned institution known for its leadership in medical education, research and advanced patient care. The Chief Minister said the MOU would mark a significant milestone in improving healthcare quality across Tripura. A team from Niti Aayog visited Dimapur in Nagaland to explore the establishment of an Artificial Intelligence Center of Excellence for Skilling under Pradhan Mantri Kaushal Kendra. The team was led by Program Director for Water and Land Resources, IT, Telecom, Tourism and Culture, Yugal Joshi. During the visit, Joshi said the initiative aims to enhance employability and promote entrepreneurship among Nagaland's youth through AI-based learning and frontier technology skill training. The focus areas identified for AI skilling include handloom and handicrafts, agriculture and food processing, automobiles, healthcare and tourism. Deputy Commissioner of Dipampur, Dr. Timo Jongshi Chang, expressed gratitude to Niti Aayog for its support and engagement in advancing skill development in the state. In Assam, prohibitory orders under Section 163 BNSS were issued near the District Jail Nikasa, Baksa, following unruly scenes when accused in the Zubin Garg death case were taken to the newly built prison. A section of the crowd set fire to some vehicles and pelted stones at vehicles carrying the accused. Police had to fire in the air to disperse the crowds for a safe transfer of the accused. The accused were shifted to the newly built Baksa District Jail following the remand to judicial custody by the Chief Judicial Magistrate Court, Kamrup Metro. On the other hand, a special investigation team yesterday interrogated three non-resident Indians from Singapore as part of its probe into the music icon's death. Meanwhile, Assam Chief Minister Hemanta Biswa Sarma termed the incidents near the Baksa jail unfortunate and appealed for peace and restraint. Manipur Governor Ajay Kumar Bhalla, along with Union Minister of Development of Northeastern Region Jyotiraditya M. Sindhya, yesterday co-chaired the second high-level task force meeting on promotion of sports in Northeastern Region through video conferencing. During the meeting, issues like infrastructure development, coaching, talent identification, competition exposure and events, sports science funding, monitoring, data governance and management through both public and private sector participation were discussed. Sindhya emphasized for a focused and practical start to strengthen sports in the Northeast. The governor complimented the union minister's vision, stating that the initiatives will help strengthen sports in Northeast by focusing on training, talent development and local leagues which will provide young players with more opportunities. He also added that each state should build on its unique strength and also appreciated that the central government continued efforts and commitment towards promoting sports infrastructure and nurturing talent across the northeastern region. In Arunachal Pradesh, Deputy Commissioner Siang District Tyagi Taro held a community consultation at Sitang Village in East Siang District to discuss the pre-feasibility report survey of the proposed Siang Upper Multipurpose Project. During the interactive session, officers from the state administration provide detailed insights into the project's objectives, potential benefits, and its long-term socio-economic impact. We also address queries and concerns raised by the local community. The meeting witnessed open and respectful dialogue, fostering a constructive exchange of ideas. In the meantime, the NHPC has reaffirmed its commitment to collaborate closely with community organizations. Deputy Chief Minister of Arunachal Pradesh, Chawla Miad, chaired the 8th State Advisory Committee meeting of the Arunachal Pradesh State Electricity Regulatory Commission in the Civil Secretariat in the presence of Chairman of the Regulatory Commission, R.K. Joshi. The meeting focused on strategies to strengthen the state's power sector, enhance efficiency and accelerate renewable energy integration. Highlighting Arunachal Pradesh as a prominent hydropower hub, Nguyen emphasized the crucial role of regulatory bodies and advisory committees in ensuring transparency, competitiveness and consumer protection while steering the sector towards sustainable growth. New Zealand Chief Minister Lal Duoma yesterday inaugurated a common facility centre at Zonglek in Sir Chit district to convert discarded banana pseudo stems into income-generating products. Funded by the Ministry of Donor under the PM Divine scheme and implemented by Nectar, the unit will produce fiber-based handicrafts, handmade paper, vermicompost and vegan leather. Speaking at the event, the Chief Minister said that the facility would help create sustainable livelihoods for local farmers. Nagaland yesterday launched Phase 4 of the Foot and Mouth Disease Vaccination Mission under the Livestock Health and Disease Control Program at the State Cattle Breeding Farm in Kohima. As part of the launch, Director of Animal Husbandry and Veterinary Services Nagaland, Dr. B.M. Sunep, MNS said the first vaccine marking the official commencement of Phase 6 of the FMD Vaccination Mission in Nagaland. The ongoing mission aims to immunize around 60,000 cattle and other susceptible animals across the state against foot and mouth disease, a highly contagious viral infection that poses a serious threat to livestock health and productivity. The two-month mission will run till 15th of December. In Meghalaya, the state cabinet has approved the regularization of the services of nearly 1,000 nurses under the Meghalaya Nursing Services who were appointed to the post of staff nurse and auxiliary nurse midwife on an ad hoc basis. These nurses were appointed against the sanctioned post prior to December 2007. A report of the Meghalaya State Education Commission was also discussed and approved by the cabinet. The cabinet also approved rules related to municipalities in the state and the third amendment to the Meghalaya building bylaws. Union Minister of State for Consumer Affairs, Food and Public Distribution, Nguyen Jayantibhai Bambania, reached Gangtok yesterday on a four-day visit to Sikkim. Upon reaching Rampur, the minister took stock of FCI's food storage depot and later chaired a meeting with officials of the Food, Civil Supplies and Consumer Affairs Department and FCI at Gangtok. The minister will also review the implementation and progress of centrally sponsored schemes with Pakyong district officials. Tomorrow, she is scheduled to meet Sikkim Governor Om Prakash Mathur and Chief Minister of Sikkim Prem Singh Tamang. And before we end, the headlines once again. Tripura Health and Family Welfare Department signs Memorandum of Understanding with All India Institute of Medical Sciences AIIMS, New Delhi, to strengthen healthcare system in Tripura. Meghalaya Cabinet approves regularization of services of nearly 1,000 nurses who were appointed on ad hoc basis since December 2007. Prohibitory orders issued against under Section 163 BNSS near District Jail Baksa in Assam under unruly scenes during the transfer of accused in Zubin Garg's death case. Assam Chief Minister appeals for calm and restraint. And Union Minister of State for Consumer Affairs, Food and Public Distribution, Nguyen Jayantibhai Bambania, is on a four-day visit to Sikkim. And with that, we end the Northeast News Bulletin from Akashvani, Shillong. Have a nice day.